Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Galentine's Day. It's Galentine's Day. It's Galentine's Day.
We got our gals here.
We're sharing mics, guys.
Hi.
There's four of us, two mics. We used to have three.
I'm the gals, too.
The third one broke. We're going to order two more.
Four girls, two mics.
Four girls, two mics.
I love that I'm holding the microphone to you and you're just laughing.
Because I really enjoy myself.
I know you do.
I know. I am my own Valentine today.
Hey, when you push these buttons and you guys are talking, does it like do something over?
Over the top.
Oh, that's awesome.
Some of you have heard some of the buttons we have on our Rodecaster, and we haven't pushed any of them in a long time.
No. They're going to have to get pushed. It's been a very long time.
Oh, they're going to get pushed today. Oh, they're going to be pushed today.
Sorry, everyone. Welcome to Between the Brooks with Raps and Gina. This is a special episode of Between the Raps with Brooke and Gina. Thank you for fixing my hair. And we have our very bestest friends, Courtney and... Oh, what's her name? Megan? I almost said Brooke again.
We have Courtney and Brooke.
No, we have Courtney and Megan, our very good friends. Okay. Wait, what's her name again?
My face is so hot.
We're very Brooke again. Courtney and Megan.
Hi, my name is Megan. It's really nice to be here.
I actually have my own identity.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for hiring me for friend number four.
I charge a lot.
We pay in wine and a good time.
And yes, we do. So anyway, well, no, they actually brought their own.
We don't pay anything. We pay nothing.
Just a good time.
We just tell them to come and bring their own wine. So yeah. So anyway, thank you for joining us today. We are going to be talking today about Galentine's Day because fuck Valentine's Day.
Honestly, I do not celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, the funny thing is that I'm the only single person here.
That's true. But are you technically single? I mean, like, world. Like we don't fuck each other, but like I would do anything to get someone. If you were like, I want to fuck, I'd be like, I'll be right back.
I mean, that's true. I also got flowers from Brooke, but I will say this. Brooke recently signed me up on it.
I bought her a big thing of flowers and she could put them in her vases.
I separated them. So, Brooke recently put me on a dating app.
I did. Well, I Googled what were the top dating apps of like 2021. There was a list for 2021 and the top number one was Zoosk.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Z-O-O-S-K. Really?
I didn't think it was I thought it was like a LinkedIn sort of
okay,
thing.
Okay, but funny thing is, I didn't want to be on a dating app. Brooke wants me to be on a dating app so she can see what's out there. Not
I mean,
herself.
Is that wrong?
Herself. No, but she is literally, like, so today.
But wait, let me just preface this with this. Gina, we had a conversation and she said, I mean, I don't know, like, do I want to, like, really date somebody? No. You know what I mean? But that was the conversation we had. It was like, she doesn't want to right now. Like she does not want to have a boyfriend. She doesn't want to date someone where you have to think about, like, our future together. And she doesn't want that. But she's like, do I want that at some point? You know, whatever.
Yeah. And yeah, I get too old and saggy.
And in Santa Cruz, you just hit me so hard. God, buy me dinner first. Okay. Sorry. Make me dinner first. So I thought to myself, I was like, well, okay. Devin's daughter now has this boy. I'm not gonna say that they're like boyfriend and girlfriend because I don't really know. It's new. But I said, how did you meet him? So cute. She said, online. And it really is. I feel like more times than not, like now, that's how everyone meets. And so I'm like, let's look at the dating apps, see what one, there's so many, see what ones are out there. And because Gina really did not, she didn't want to have an app where people would know it was her. She's like, I don't want them to know it's me or see my face or my name. I'm like, well, there are apps where, I don't remember the name of it, but there's one where like the girl has to initiate it, right?
Bumble. You made a fake profile?
Bumble or Hinge.
No, she created the profile.
Zoosk?
No, this is what's funny. Brooke created a profile 2 days ago and then today I was like, oh wait, didn't you create a profile? And she goes, yeah. And I go, oh, I haven't even checked it. And so she checked it and she was like, oh, you have all these like messages or matches or whatever.
Is it like, they'll like photos or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't say that they like photos. It says like either they're interested. Yeah. So maybe they're looking in their area. There's someone they like interested.
Apparently I think I'm way better than I am because I thought they all liked me.
let's have the editors bring up the screen for what Zoosk looks like so that the watchers can see what this
where's your
platform
phone?
Is.
Okay, so we're looking through. There's different formats. We were trying to figure it out. Honestly, we're trying to figure it out. There's like Carousel where it pulls up a picture and you have to pick. You can't swipe. Like you have to upgrade. Of course, the apps like pay more money, upgrade. You can see their profile without liking them first. Yeah. So they show you a photo and you can, some of them, I was on there, you can look on their profile and there's like whatever photos they have listed. Yeah. You can see. Other ones we were looking at, it has one photo and you have to dislike it, like it, or maybe it. So really, we only maybed a few guys.
All of them. Then.
Yes.
No. Why is maybe an option? Like
because
okay, well,
you can't
just makes it a very
maybe
easy situation.
But like, maybe because unless you're willing to upgrade to the upgraded version, you don't get to see anything else about them. You just get this one photo.
Okay,
so it's a maybe.
But I felt bad because I felt like, well, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So yeah, so like I don't want to just like maybe them. Like do they see it? I don't know. Yeah. So I was like, I mean, tell him okay, yeah. And then Brooke's just like this. She's like, no, 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 no.
Gina goes, oh, I kind of liked that other guy, but you knowed him. I was like, oops, sorry.
So. I used to do something similar. I had, what was it, Bumble?
Yeah.
Bumble
yeah.
and Bumble, whatever the hell that's called. So,
oh, the hair product?
No.
It was Bumble the Bumble is the hair product.
The app Bumble. Yeah. Bumble and Bumble. So I would open it and I would be like, okay, I'm going to look. And then I would get so nervous because I didn't want to say no. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they're really nice. But and like maybe it's just a bad picture of them. Right. I don't know. And then I would just go, ah. Close that.
I know. That's how I felt. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to hurt their feelings. Yeah. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
I didn't want to swipe and I would just close the app.
Yeah.
I would get referred.
That's why I was just like, that's why I kept saying like, oh, maybe.
Oh God.
Not yes to anyone.
You maybe to few. It was like, no. I mean, he's cute.
Maybe. Because you're like, I mean, that's definitely a no.
Okay. And here's the thing that's tough is Gina hates selfies. Mm-hmm. She hates it if like the profile of the guy is him taking a selfie.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm with that. I mean,
so that's one thing.
Guys don't take a lot of photos.
Exactly. Yeah. There was one guy that was handsome. And he had a great smile, mm-hmm. and we maybed him, mm-hmm. and now we, you know, we wait like to see.
We maybed him. We gave him we took a vote, and it went with the maybe.
They're like basically we're gonna bring another man into their
it's
like
we.
It's like the it's one.
It's collective.
Photo, the one.
It's collective.
On Gina's like if you didn't upgrade, like Gina's profile, it's like a nice picture, Gina, and then the back corner, if you zoom in, it's Brooke. And that's the wee
funny,
part.
What's funny is there was like there was a cute guy, and I was like, oh, he just crossed it. He for sure. I'm like, did you put my actual name on here? And she said, yeah. And I go, okay, these all have like, I'm a really nice guy. I'm, you know, wait, like, no. Like their profile is like not their name. And I said, did you put my name? And and she said, yeah. And I go, oh my God, if he does CrossFit, he's just like using me to get to you.
And then she goes, he looks kind of short. And I was like, he actually does look really short. So it was a no. Standard.
I mean, not because short guys are bad. Just I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
I don't.
And you know what?
She didn't put your. She didn't put your name.
Everyone's entitled to like what they like. A Don what?
You didn't put her real name. You put Nina Giancarlo.
Yeah,
Giancarlo.
And Gianna Don.
I'm Mrs. Iglesias. No, I'm not her. I am not her.
Is this still the episode intro? Because we started with that.
No, we introed.
Yeah,
like I mean,
what was it between the Brooks, and Gina's and Reps?
Gina's and Reps and between the Brooks with Gina's and Reps,
and Courtney and that other girl.
What's her name?
Oh, her name is Megan.
You guys, we have our other two best friends here. We have Courtney and
Megan.
Sorry, I wanted to say Brooke.
I was going
to
say Brooke because I was looking at you.
I forgive
Megan,
you.
Megan, I would never forget your name, ever.
I'm just really thankful that I got announced.
Yeah.
Thank you for having
me. It's my second time on the show, so welcome
Thank
back.
Thank you. So, welcome back to me.
Welcome back to me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, so we've been drinking. Anyway, back to Galentine's Day. Your face is hot. I can feel like my feel right, it. The right. Feel no, it. I can feel it. The right side of my face is actually like heating up as I feel it.
Feel it.
All right. So anyway, worst Valentine's ever. I feel like Courtney has to have one. Brooke and I were talking about it earlier. Like, we don't have one.
Taken on that many Valentine's.
No, we haven't. We haven't. I feel like both of you would have better ones. No?
I don't have a great... I actually thought about this earlier because I was like, what are we going to talk about? Definitely Valentine's stories. And I don't have like a great personal like Valentine's story, but even just today before my boyfriend dropped me off here, we went out on the cliff. We had a picnic. It was very cute, blah, blah, blah. We go and we were coming here and we're like, oh, we're going to be a little early. Let's just stop and get a drink at this place. And, you know, with COVID, it's like outdoor seating only. There's one other couple there. And we look over and we're like playing that game where you're like, okay, what's their story, yeah. right? How long have they been together? And we look, and when we happen to look over, the gentleman is taking a key of a white powder.
Stop it!
Yes!
I cannot lie. I'm dead serious. And like, Kyle goes,
we're like, what's their story?
Is he taking a key right now? And I was like, I think it's their first Valentine. So then we like go off. We're like, oh, they're nervous and this and that. And then Kyle and I were like,
in front of her?
Oh shit, it's our first Valentine.
Wait, is it?
Yeah, we got together. We got together like just after, like the 16th is kind of like the. So yeah, last year I was like, wow, that could be us.
Wow, opportunity missed.
I want to know more about this.
I don't know. It was broad daylight. Kyle was like, please look. And I was like, I don't want to. If it's this obvious, I feel like if I look, it's going to be even worse.
How old were they?
Definitely like mid-20s, at least.
I was going to say heart attack age.
Oh, no.
Like 40s
or 50s. No.
How old were they?
They were like out of college, but I don't know. Anyway,
it's fucking funny.
Just a good old Valentine's Day, I guess.
Yeah, I don't feel like I have any. Here, let me steal this. Yeah. I'm the same as you guys in the sense I don't really do Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'm not a big believer in it, you know? Yeah. I'm like, you need to love me every fucking day. Listen, Marcus. You better love me every day. Mark. That guy, I won't call him by his name, I'll call him Marcus. but yeah, I don't really care about it. It seems just so wah-wah.
It is, dumb. Though. I feel like Valentine's for me has never been about, well, I can't say that because like maybe out of high school you're like, oh, I want a Valentine or whatever, and then in college.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like my memory of Valentine or like getting Valentine's, two memories. One, elementary school, where you make your Valentine's box and you bring it to class, and then Valentine's Day you put it on your desk and everyone brings a Valentine and you put it in all the boxes.
Yep.
Okay. That's one memory. Memory two. Okay. My mom would do Valentine's for her kids.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? Too. But that aside from that. Like the last Valentine I ever remember getting was years ago when I was in college, and it was just a big giant teddy bear that was probably bought at the 7-Eleven. Thank you.
We actually saw someone yesterday buying a weird, it was like a weird puppy doll.
Oh boy.
And it just like spun around, and all I thought was like, nope, you fucked up that one. But honestly, like, I feel like Valentine's Day is like, you just have to like buy an overpriced dinner. And then there's like so much pressure for people to do something really great on Valentine's Day. And I'm with you, Megan. Like, it should be Valentine's Day every day.
Every day.
Every day. Yeah. So
orgasms every day.
I mean, I have that by myself.
Those shirts are coming out soon. Look for the merch. Click the link in the bio. Orgasms every day. It makes sense.
Link in my bio.
100% though, we want to do merch.
We've said that.
We want to do merch. Can you imagine?
You had some kind of shirt that you were talking about recently.
Yuck Yuck Sunday.
Yeah,
oh, yuck yuck and hey Devin.
It was yuck yuck and hey Devin.
Yeah. Dude, yuck yuck. We want to do yuck yuck slippers, yuck yuck robes.
I do need house slippers.
Gina
for this
really
house,
wants
Gina.
To do yuck yuck overalls. We both need
house slippers for this house. Both me and this other girl on the podcast. We both need house slippers.
Everyone here needs house slippers. Mine are very worn out and they've migrated to Utah. So we need three pairs of house slippers.
We do.
They should say like yuck on one and then Courtney on the other, like, you know, yuck yuck Courtney, yuck yuck Brooke, yuck yuck other girl.
Megan's like yuck yuck that girl. Oh yeah.
Yuck yuck what's her name?
Yeah.
Yuck yuck thanks for coming.
Actually, it is Sunday on this.
No,
Valentine's
it is.
Day.
It is.
But you guys are yuck yuck.
I, you know. Yeah, you look disgusting. Ew.
One day, did you guys podcast when you were in Montana?
Yes.
Okay. They texted me when they were in Montana a picture of a highball. And for those of you who are not of age or, you know, didn't live in the 2000s, a highball is a small rounded bottle of like very high dense energy drink and malt liquor. And they sent me a photo of it, arguably in a 7-Eleven. And I was like, so you guys are doing Yuck Yuck Sunday? You remember that? And you're like, no, we're going skiing.
Oh, no, we're going skiing.
We're just skiing.
So we need a highball.
But it was like, if there's a lot, like a lemon lime flavor, you're in trouble. That's
like
a,
what are the drinks that everybody used to drink in the 2000s?
Four Loko?
Four Loko.
Up to her face.
Highball. Four Loko.
Yeah.
That's
dude, way could, behind my time.
Honestly, we
you,
could.
You never
we
had a
could,
Four Loko?
We know.
Oh.
We could probably come out with our own alcoholic beverage called Yuck Yuck.
Yuck Yuck.
Yuck Yuck Loko?
No, no.
Like we're crazy Yuck Yucks?
Just Yuck Yuck Sunday.
Oh.
The Yuck Yuck Sunday. You guys ever drink the Yuck Yuck Sunday? Okay, question.
It sounds like you should have ice cream.
You do. That's true. Here's,
sorry.
Here's what I would like to say. We have, like, you get iced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Smirnoff Ice. Mm-hmm. And you hide it, and someone finds it, and they fucking chug it.
Oh, she's going.
What would you do if you, like, found a Yuck Yuck Sunday?
Go put on sweatpants immediately. Like, or overalls. There's only two options.
Immediately, and then you wouldn't drink it fast. You just sit on the couch and slowly pour it into a wine glass.
You get Yuck Yucked, you're like, I guess we can't leave the house.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah,
someone Yuck Yucks you on a Sunday
here.
Morning, you're like, well, here we are.
Yeah, they lock you down. Cancel my plans.
Oh man, gotta cancel all my plans. Why? What? We've had this trip planned for months. You're like, oh well, Courtney Yuck Yucked me. Courtney Yuck Yucked me.
And if they're good friends, they'd be like, oh, I totally get it. Yeah, no, you stay home. You stay home. You can't go anywhere. You can't drive.
We'll see you Monday.
You can't drive.
Oh. Freak. What's your okay? Clearly, none of us really give a shit about Valentine's Day. But if you could paint your perfect, let's not say Valentine's Day, your perfect Galentine's date,
like
what would we do?
You know, no, Courtney.
Courtney, you go first. What's your Courtney, perfect Galentine's date?
First of all, Courtney, tell everyone. What you texted us.
I already forgot.
Well, I always like
I already forgot, options. Megan said.
Well, we already forgot your name, Megan.
I know. So. No, I did never. I would never forget your name. Stop. Stop. I never did.
I had two ideas. They were outlined. One was we go down to this cute little spot downtown where we live. And there's this like outdoor bar called Friend Cooper that has really good cocktails. And then across the way, there's a little store called Good Vibrations. And next to that is a great restaurant that has chicken kebabs to die for. So I said, we go get cocktails, then we go to Good Vibrations, see what we find, then we get dinner. And that would be a lovely Galentine's Day. The second option was that recently I've seen a clay throwing class, clay pot throwing class. And so I told them, I was like, all right, so we get happy hour drinks at this place, and then we go to clay pot throwing class. Imagine the movie Ghost, that scene, except it's Gina behind Brooke, like this.
Dude, so beautiful.
What
yeah.
song is that again that they're singing?
What song is
then,
it, Gina?
And then
what
the person,
is it?
And then the person who creeps behind the doorway
no.
is Megan. She was like this.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that gif?
Yeah.
The other girl.
No, then Megan's behind Courtney.
And the other girls, I'm standing around the corner.
Girl number four.
Watching.
Girl number four.
Can we get girl number four more in frame? Please, girl number four.
Megan, I'm sorry. I can't say your name enough now. Megan, it's Megan, okay. Megan, Megan,
it's,
Megan.
It's so funny.
Oh, great. We're getting a refill. So, no, I think I can't. I wanted to say, I wanted to say,
I wanted to say,
I had the time of my life.
Oh, yeah.
But that's another good. Patrick that's, Swayze. That's, I know. That's Dirty I know. Dancing. I know.
Such a great movie.
I know. Such a good movie.
Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner.
Oh, man.
Such a good one.
Yeah. Well,
I can't think of the song. But
I can't either.
Oh, so
but
good.
Also, Nick Cage's eye is just staring at me so aggressively that I can't even. So for those of you who are listening, I have a Nick Cage blanket.
Wait, people are listening right
it's
now?
It's his face. It's a hooded blanket. And sometimes it just gets put in a weird position where he is staring me down, Nick Cage.
He's pretty sexy.
Yeah. Well, it's not really.
It's not actually
sexy. That's actually terrifying.
Kind
of I am actually really jealous of his eyebrows. Okay. Yes.
Nope.
Yeah. No, wait. That's
girl number four. Girl number four. What's your perfect Galentine's date?
So,
Megan, take it away, Megan.
Hello.
Megan.
My name is girl number four.
She goes, nope. Not Courtney. My name's Megan, also
Hello.
Known as girl number four.
Girl number four here.
Four girls, two mics. Let's go.
So, what's that place called? Refuge.
Yes.
Refuge.
Oh, yes.
To, like, where you sneak in alcohol because
mm-hmm.
you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, I mean, who knows what
and
you can
snacks.
Even do in there now.
And snacks.
But, and snacks. You have to sneak snacks and booze.
Well, what other things would you do in there?
Well, no, I mean, if we get lucky.
Like, you know, I just like run around naked.
Orgasms
and just be like,
every day.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
What?
Wait, what?
It's
just banging some pots and pans.
Is
what is that movie?
Yes.
Good for your touch. Galentine's Day winning.
Something.
Can we have the editor Photoshop Gina and Brooke's face into this
yes,
scene?
Yes, please. Have you seen the one with Bernie Sanders after he wore the
Dude, great
the inauguration?
Song.
Dude, so
great
good.
Song. But honestly, the fact that anyone, no.
Yes.
No, because yes. I'm so uncomfortable with touch.
You would only touch me.
I would only touch you. I would have to be in the back.
How about I get behind
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Megan, you're all about the
I
touch.
And I hold your hand.
No.
And I.
No, but you would have to hold my hand for a while. Dude, just, no, you know what it would be? It'd be like Megan and Brooke just having a full moment, and Courtney would be like, I don't know. Okay, now switch. Okay.
I'd be making my own. Like, I don't need help.
Courtney would be making a masterpiece, and I'd just be back there like tapping her back, like, good job. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you did a great job.
Oh,
and then Brooke and Megan would just be like, super sensual.
We would be.
The better partner.
We'd be.
Our pot would probably be
no, here's,
really
here's,
weird looking.
Here's how I picture it. My hands are on the pot.
Yeah.
Megan's behind me. Her hands are on my hands on the pot. And we're feeling it. We're rubbing it. We're feeling it. That music is playing in the background. Courtney's over just fucking. Just she is just creating something. She's very focused.
She'd be creating like Mount Everest or something.
Just so focused. And then Gina would be right next to me and Megan, and she'd be looking at us like, and then she'd probably be like adjusting Megan like, no, she doesn't like that. She'd be like, no,
hey,
no,
other girl,
no,
you're not doing it right.
Girl number four. She'd be like, nah, okay, too much. No, and then she'd be like, no. Don't push the pedal again. It's more than fast enough.
That's
it's definitely
so
you're fucking
true.
It. You're
Gina
fucking
would
it up.
Absolutely 100%.
Okay,
do that.
Just focus on that then, Brooke. Just focus on that. And then Megan, stop touching her like that. She doesn't like it.
That's 100% true.
It would be. 100%.
She'd be back Thanks, there just being like, all right, she'd be assessing the entire situation in the room for anything that could go wrong.
Yeah. Like, this could be dangerous. Like, what if Courtney's wheel flies off and all the pottery like flips all over everyone? I'd just be like trying to clean everyone off.
When I first pitched it, Gina's first reaction, "My God, I hope it's outside. It sounds messy."
You did?
Yes. That's what she said. I was like, "I think they're prepared for it. I don't know. Like they
probably done this before." "Oh God, I hope it's outside. It sounds so messy."
Everything's so outside. Gina, we live in California and it's fucking COVID.
I just kept thinking about my carpet. Like, oh man.
Wait, no, wait, it's a wait, were you saying?
Go there, it's a
I know
studio.
You said that there's a studio, but I'm just assuming that it's actually at my house because that's the only place we all hang out.
It was. I was like, oh my gosh, seems fun, but also messy and also a lot of cleaning products. So yeah, that's just my personality, guys. Oh, there you go. Shit. And then Brooke and Megan are just like, just feeling it. I'm just mad.
Orgasms Courtney's every just, day.
They turn on point.
Orgasms every day. Orgasms every day. Every day. I light my farts on fire. My farts are on fire. Is that what you just said?
Where's my phone?
No.
Where is it? Dude, I want to play I want to play just the sound.
Farts being on fire?
Yes, I want to play the sound, and I can't because I think my phone is gone. Yes.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, we're back on. Okay, guys, listen. I just want to play this this beautiful, whatever, beautiful song for you.
My and farts.
It's about farts.
Can you preface it?
You want me to tell them? You want me to preface it?
Well, no, not from that.
Do you want me just to play it or you want me to preface it?
I mean, we were at Devin's house.
Okay, here's
Devin.
The deal. We were in SLO, San Luis Obispo, California. We were at Devin's and we were, do you want me to tell them what we were doing? Mm-hmm. We were trying to light our farts on fire.
Never done it.
I'm the youngest of four. My brother is the oldest. He used to do it all the time.
I've actually
fun.
Never done it either.
Okay. Well, first of all, we failed. I farted so many times trying to do it and it never was good. And Gina was the first person to try and it never worked. And then I started singing I Light My Farts on Fire to the Alicia Keys song. And I just took a video of Gina singing it. We were singing it. And then I wanted to take a video of her singing it. And this is the video of her singing it. Let me just turn this up.
Yeah. Sing it.
I lit my farts on fire. I lit my farts on fire.
song. It's so good.
This fart is on fire. This fart is on fire.
That's going to be a remix.
Dude, probably. It's so good.
Let it out on the interwebs. Let's see what happens.
Dude, if you guys want us to create a full song about lighting our farts on fire, please, I don't know, like this episode, also, leave us a good five-star rating.
Five farts.
And then...
fart rating.
It's a five-fart rating.
Do you want me to hit the button for me?
Five-fart rating, five-fart warning.
Rate, review, subscribe, five-star rating. Always swipe left and wipe from back to front. But don't blame us for your UTI.
None of us could actually light our farts on fire. So
I do wonder though, when you if you do light your fart on fire, does it? Oh my god, no!
I feel like the fact that you did it through leggings was.
Oh my god! I feel like your asshole's gonna be lit on fire.
She said she had to fart, and.
I wonder if it needs to be like a hot one.
She had to fart. So we're like getting her in position. We're like, oh, no, hang on. Hold on to it. We get the lighter and then we're waiting for it. And she just laughs and she goes, it was a slow seeping one. And here's the thing. We tried it. I tried it bare butt because I also think same thing. I was like, oh, it's not working it's not working because there's something keeping the from the flame.
Yeah.
So Gina tried to hold it to my butt and she's like, I don't feel good about this because I feel like I'm going to burn you. And I was like, don't be a pussy. Just light my fart on fire. And then she did it and she burned my butt.
No.
I knew that I did not have the balance or the wherewithal to hold the aim and flame within the aim and flame. Well, I knew that I did not have the wherewithal to hold it within a healthy reach. I knew that I was in a healthy reach. Well, like within a safe reach.
I want to know how long is that?
I mean, I knew that at one point.
1 inch?
Well, I feel like you have to get it really close. Well, I mean, I've never done it. I'm 50 years old trying to light my farts on fire. Jesus Christ.
We watched a video. I was like, I need to see it. We YouTubed it and it was just a bunch of dudes, not one chick.
Sure.
You guys, we can make a new video.
Oh no,
all dudes, and I'm going to tell you right now, all the dudes, all of them were in jeans. None of them took their bare butt out, and they had forceful farts. Because they all, and it wasn't like a, it was like a, and you saw the flame go. Everyone's like, what is a?
I wondered, like, does the fart matter? The type of fart, like, does it need to be like hot and steamy,
dude?
Or does it need to be like a?
I don't know, man, because mine was seeping. It was a slow oozing fart and it didn't do anything. Everyone listening is like, what the fuck am I listening to? I'm sorry.
Farts is what you're listening to.
No, this is the best part. So Brunk, so I've never tried to light a fart on fire ever. And I'm like actually quite embarrassed about farting in front of anyone except for Brooke. Probably. Well, you guys probably.
Fire fart? Canyon blaster.
Oh my god.
That's the name of this video. Fire fart amazing canyon blaster.
Canyon blaster?
Well, so we're in this position. It's like just three of us, right? We're just like hanging out and I was like, and we were like dying laughing about like lighting our farts on fire and like how young boys mostly, I would assume, try to light their farts on fire. And so I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you guys, I'm going to try it. And so then Brooke takes the video and she goes, I'm going to send it to Colby. And I go,
Colby, were you so excited about
okay.
that?
Okay. That's @_Colbs. Find him on Instagram. He's out there.
So I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm really drunk. So, okay, that's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, do that.
And then
the next morning she goes, oh, I sent it to so-and-so too. And I was like, hold on. Did you send it? Did you send it to more than one person?
Well, I put it on my MySpace.
She just put it on your new MySpace. What's your dating app?
Yeah.
Zeus. Let's get real. The best is like I get a text from Colby the next day because he was asleep. Fucking pussy. And
what a bitch. That video is coming to at Between the Reps on Instagram in less than a month. Stay
honestly
tuned.
Here's the thing, it will. So I sent Colby both these videos. The first video was Gina singing I lit my farts on fire, and then the next video is her trying to light her farm fighter fire. Well, Devin's actually holding it and her dog about lit himself on fire, and it's Colby laughing so much laughing, and says, not was expecting to wake up to, I'm dying. The poor dog almost got lit up by Gina's fart bomb. Oh my God, that was so fucking funny. And I just love so much. You guys, that's why we do stupid shit. Not just because we're actually stupid sometimes, most of the time, pretty regularly, but because it makes people laugh. Colby. I had to share it with Colby.
We're
also real people.
On fire?
And no, best last night, sitting here, Brooke and I are watching TV. Apparently, this is not the Galentine's podcast or whatever. It's the
fart themed.
Oh my God. Here's the thing.
No.
Wait.
I want you to know this, okay? She does stuff, Gina. You do things that's like, oh, it's so embarrassing. But I want you guys to know, first of all, we share 99% of the embarrassing, stupid shit that happens that we don't want to tell anybody. We still tell the podcast probably because we're just speaking to a roadcaster and doesn't feel like it's going out to, millions of people. But right now she's about to tell you something that she did yesterday that you wouldn't normally tell everybody. And that's where I knew I could send that video to more than one person. All right, Gina, take it away.
Okay. Don't worry, Gina. It's just Brooke, Courtney, and girl number four.
I know.
Go ahead.
I'm listening. Welcome
back. So last night, it's just Brooke and I sitting on the couch. And I have like my amazing blanket that Brooke's mom gave me. And I'm sitting there and I was like, God, you know, like I got a little pressure. I got a fart. And so I go to like push a fart out.
Did you shit your pants?
No, I did not.
She looked at me.
And I looked at her.
What?
She looks at me and like, no real expression on her face. She just looks, I'm sitting next to her and she looks at me and she goes, oh my God. I just tried to push a fart out and I pissed myself. Dude,
you heard it here first, folks.
She goes, I pissed myself. And then she's like, I'm laughing so fucking hard. And then she goes, look. And she takes the blanket off, opens her legs up, and through her leggings, you can see on her legging where it was a wet spot.
Like, I didn't fully pee, but like, you know, like sometimes like you want to push it out. Like my tummy had been hurting all day. So I was like, oh, you know, like I got one, you know, it's like, it's brewing. It's in there. So I was like, oh, I got to like just push it out because I didn't want it to suck back up. Because it would make
you suck it back up.
Well, when you suck, you know, Megan, don't act like you don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, don't you act like you don't know.
No, anybody
knows. Like once you let that fart go back up, it could be up there a while and like brewing around and like hurting your tummy. So I was like, oh, you know, it's like right there. So I just want to push it out. So I just kind of went like, but it was like quiet. And then I peed myself a little bit. And then I just looked at Brooke and I was like, I just felt like I had to like tell her. I was like, oh man, I just like pushed a fart out. I peed my pants. And she goes, what? And she's like, starts dying. And like, I'm like, no, look. And there's like a full like pee spot in my pants.
And then Yuck Yuck Sunday became Yuck Yuck Saturday because she sat in those pissed pants the rest of the night.
I sat in my dirty pee pants.
Yeah, I slept in my pee pants.
I said, you got a lumpy butt. And I sat in my pee pants all day.
Slept in my pee pants.
Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby. People, Ricky Bobby. Let the fans. Anyone, they know that. Anyone, people know anyone, that.
Anyone?
What does he say? I'm 8 years old, but I could beat your ass.
Yep. That's the capital of North Carolina. I said Washington, D.C.
I threw all Grandpa's war medals off the bridge. So good. All right, so you guys, I guess like the moral of the story is sometimes we are hard to love.
If you can't handle our farts, you can't love us.
That's why we have Galentine's Day.
Oh, you- man, I really hope somebody that finds me on my dating app that listens to this and knows that I fart and piss my pants.
Dude, I came here, I texted the group and said, fair warning, guys. I've had a lot of cheese.
No, actually, let me read it. Let me read it. Corny texts the group, and this is what she says. She texts us. Fuck, this is so good. She says, guys, fair warning. I've had a lot of cheese. We had charcuterie. I'll bring leftovers. And then Megan goes, that reminded me that I keep forgetting to give you shit. I think you crop dusted me at the gym last week on Wednesday or something when we were running. Courtney says, yes, I smelled it. Even when I turned around on the 400, it was still there. And Courtney says, that was from green beans, though. Those are my worst work.
It was pretty bad.
Dude. Okay. This
ran back through it.
I was first on the run. We were doing a 400 meter run. And I go out and I knew I let one
loose. I'm right behind her.
I knew I let one loose. And we do like a 400 meter turnaround. And this was like 150 in. And so I came back, like, I mean, it was at least 10, 15 seconds later. And I still smelt it. And I went, mm-mm. Like, I did a
oh no
handshake and head shake. Everyone behind me in that 15 person class knew exactly.
They ran through it.
They smelled what I was stepping in. It's a single file thing.
I will. However,
to be the girl that was like, it wasn't me.
For sure, though, man. Because only the person behind you is going to know it's you, right? And then every person after is going to think it's the person right in front of them, especially if it was your green bean fart.
The worst
word. It was a powerful punch. Yeah.
Dude, another story about Courtney's farts. Okay. Dude. Okay, so Courtney comes to Utah, and me, Gina, Courtney, and Colby, Colby was in the movie room. He was like working around in the upstairs. We're gonna watch a movie, and we want blankets. Gina's already stole my ham. You stole my ham.
Ham. Tell them what the ham is.
Okay, really quick. The blanket that Gina said she got from my mom, we call it a ham. The reason we call it the ham, because my mother got one present for Christmas, and I don't need a lot of Christmas presents anymore. I just want someone to, like, I don't know.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Love me.
I got a present for Christmas. It's this incredible Minky blanket, and I open my present and it's a honey baked ham box. My mom has taken this blanket and obviously just packed it in a box, right? Like for Christmas to wrap it. And I open the wrapping paper and it's a honey baked ham box. And I look at my mom and I was like, you got me a ham?
I love honey baked ham.
So good.
I love ham.
So when I open the box, it's a blanket. Now my whole family calls it a ham. So much so, this is Christmas. I just got back to California a week ago, barely. When I was packing my truck to drive out here, I was getting Gina's blanket and my dad goes, oh, you taking Gina a ham? So that's her ham.
So it's a ham.
Ham.
So every day Gina was in Utah, she would steal the ham. She would steal my blanket. I have to look at her and be like, dude,
you have to fucking share that.
And we're on the couch. I have a baby. I have, like, my mom has a closet full of blankets. Some of the blankets are, I mean, lots of them so old. We had them since I was little. And so I went and got, one that was like a baby blanket of mine that I love. Gina's got my ham. I've got my baby blanket. And Courtney's like, well, I want a blanket. So Courtney, I was telling her, I'm telling Courtney where the blanket's at. And I sort of follow her out there to make sure she gets a blanket because I'm a good host and a good friend. And I walk out and I'm like, I walk through a fart. And I look and I'm thinking to myself, like, God damn, Colby. And Colby's just like, Colby's just like working. He's like in his bedroom and like has his computer out here. And I don't say anything. I just thought that I was going to blame it on Colby. And then I keep walking. I was like, whatever. Like, people fart. And then I get closer to Cordy and I was like, dude, someone farted. And she goes, yeah.
I thought it was a safe space.
She's standing with both the doors open to this blanket closet. And she goes, that was me. I thought it was a safe space. And then she's farting where she's standing. And her plan was to lock the fart into the closet.
That's a sound plan. I'm just going to put it out there.
Dude, I was like,
it's worked.
Actually, it seems like a very
good plan.
It works 6 out of 10 times.
No.
So I'll use that any day. 10%
of the time. No, but I literally told you, Courtney, I was like,
Gina, I farted in your closet when I put this flannel on.
Dude,
I left it in there.
I was dying because Courtney comes back. She goes, yeah, I farted. and I go, you tried to fart in the closet? Like, there's like family heirlooms in there. You can't fart in there.
It's like baby blankets all stanky.
It's not my acid. It's not going to deteriorate, though.
No, she's going to grab blankets now from
now on. But this is what I love about Court.
This blanket's so soft.
Oh, smells like a fart. God,
what happened to this?
This smells like a fart. Oh, somebody farted. Somebody farted in here.
Should we tell them about our new business adventure? Here's the thing is there's the term business adventure and there's the business venture. It's both. It's an adventure and it's venture and it's about farts.
But the thing is, I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, we don't want to give somebody else the idea.
Oh, shit. I have another one. You're right.
This is so good that we don't want to give anybody else the idea.
Like, it came. I was going to talk about the D word.
Dwayne?
Yes.
Dwayne.
No, it's a different D word.
This dick? You'll
learn later. But dick. I had my own epiphany today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You guys will hear about it. It's going to be good. But I was like,
the fourth girl has no idea what they're talking about.
No, you're going to learn. These are just our business ventures. But I don't want to, like, I can't wink. Kyle, that's my worst.
Wink at me.
I can't either.
Don't.
Please do it to the camera.
I don't.
Wink at the camera, Courtney.
I've tried like 3 times already.
Courtney, okay. Wink at the camera.
For every those of you who want to know how Courtney winks, just check out the YouTube.
New merch.
Hey, go.
Was it good? Colby said yes.
Was it
Colby
good?
Said it was good. But yeah, you don't want to like reveal too much of it because people are out there. I already bought a domain and an LLC today. You're not going to get my idea. I bought it.
We're doing it after this. We're doing it after this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
and it starts with the letter D.
Here's
dicks.
Me and Gina are so open.
Children's book. We can't say dick.
Since we're so open and Courtney just made us realize that our ideas are so good that we probably shouldn't share everything until we too, in addition to her, because she's already fucking done it, bought our LLC and our domain. All I'm going to say to you is this. Me and Gina are about to start writing children's books. Sorry.
Sorry You're about lying, your right? kids.
Every parent out there is like, no. Hell no.
No, we're not lying, Megan. And here's we have so many ideas.
No, girl number four, we're not lying.
Oh, yeah. No, girl number four. First of all, I don't think the pay is high enough for you to respond to, you know, give us feedback. So you're paid to just enjoy everything. You're paid to
such a great time.
You're paid to love everything that
thanks,
we say.
Thanks for having me. Whoops.
But in reality, we are going to start writing children's books and we have some incredible ideas and we have brainstormed so many of them. And also, Courtney must be doing some things very similar. So maybe she'll do her thing and then we'll do a thing together. I don't know.
If my business venture and your business venture collide, it's only at a baby shower.
At a baby shower? It's at a baby shower.
Think about that.
Dude.
I'm so confused.
Well,
so, me too.
Here's the thing, right?
Sorry.
Children's. Girl number four brought a call. a gong to the podcast.
You know
every
what?
Time she speaks, goodbye.
We're talking to Courtney, and we're telling her about this idea and this story we've thought.
Well, and apparently Courtney's already stolen it.
It's nothing to do with yours.
Okay.
It's good. Can't wait to hear about it because I'm going to steal it. And here's what Courtney said. She goes, dude, I just really want to quit my job. And she's like, man.
She doesn't people from her work that are listening. She loves her job.
She's like.
Oh, she loves her job.
No one listens.
Yeah, in case anyone's listening to this that Courtney works with, she loves her job.
She loves her
and
job.
Also she needs more money.
Yep, definitely more money.
I will say this. If anyone that works with Courtney that's also listening to this.
Thanks.
And also, they're fucking pumped that you're coming up with cool ideas. Because if they weren't pumped, they wouldn't like this podcast.
That's true.
No way.
All right,
dude. How long has it been? Gina's like, I'm done. Where's the wine?
You guys want to talk about Galentine's Day?
Yes. Okay. First of all, only Courtney said her perfect Galentine's Day.
No, I kind of
started number,
to.
And girl number four started and we cut her off because we didn't know who she was.
Poor Megan. Megan, you know I love you. I would never forget your name. I just almost called you Brooke.
Girl number four, what's your perfect Galentine's Day?
Okay, so... And we didn't really go beyond the refuge.
The refuge.
Going to the refuge, bringing cocktails, mm-hmm. snacks, mm-hmm. hanging out all day long.
You realize you can't talk at the refuge.
What's the refuge?
They may not the refuge is like a water spa.
Yeah. So it's one of those places. Yeah. It's got
hot tubs, cold tubs,
saunas, steam rooms, these cool rooms where you just literally nap. Just pass the
meditation
fuck
rooms.
Out.
Yes.
Meditation rooms.
Yes.
So, but you'd want to go do something afterwards because also you can't talk.
You can't talk.
And that's real hard for mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. Hard for all of us.
Yes.
Technically. But being able to go do something like that, like either before or after like brunch or something, like brunch and then go do that or do that, then go get something to eat mm-hmm. and like have cocktails and basically just get nice and drunk and just feel super high.
I'm into it.
Because you leave there.
All about
you're
being
like,
high.
I feel so good.
You're on a natural high.
It's yes. such a natural high.
Yeah. No,
and
good.
You could literally be there for hours.
Dude, I had the weirdest massage I've ever had at the refuge.
Really?
Yes.
So I've never gotten a massage there and I've only been there once.
We're talking about the refuge. It's in Carmel. Yes. It's a great place to
such
go.
A great
but
place.
Had a very weird massage there.
I don't know how it is now
there.
with COVID because I don't know what the rules are now with like.
Oh.
Wait.
I don't know. Do you have to sit there and put a mask on and like go into the pools and all that stuff?
I don't even know. Yeah. Are they open?
It's open, but you have to wear the hot and cold plunges are open, but you have to
the steam room. I think the steam room and the saunas are not.
You can't have lockers.
A lot of germs in the steam room for sure. A lot of germs.
But I like the steam room a lot.
It's a COVID hotbed.
It's a hot spot. Hot day.
So I really want to take you all and go get COVID at a refuge.
But if you don't, if we're going to get kidding, it, refuge. We're going to get it together. Okay. Gina, first of all, before you tell us what your perfect Galentine's date is, mm-hmm. I want to know about your weird massage you got there.
100%.
You're like, I had a really weird massage there. And then you just passed the mic to me. You can't just say that. I hope that something super weird. If it's not weird at all, I'm going to be very disappointed. Okay. The fact
just
that
just make it weird if it
time.
Wasn't weird.
All right. Well, it was very weird.
Get
so
weird.
First of all, we're all there. We're there for like my cousin's, I think it was her bachelor, not her bachelorette, but like her shower, wedding shower. So we go there. Everyone like is getting taken back. You know, they come out and they're like, you know, Michaela. And then you like look at her and you're like, yes. And you know, you're super zen in your robe. So I was the last person. All of a sudden this woman comes out. She's no joke, like 6'5". She comes out and she goes, Gina. And I was like, yeah. So I go back to the room.
I feel like that'd be a great massage though.
You would think so. Okay. So, I mean, this was the amazing part. She was actually massaging my head and my feet at the same time.
Nice.
But she also told me that she had the wingspan of an eagle.
Imagine if she had me on the bed.
She,
what could she do with a 5'2"?
No, she, so at one point, so she would do this. I'm laying on my stomach, and I literally, I don't know if anyone's watched the Ellen show, but they, at one point she does these things where she punks people, where she goes in and like takes over a massage.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm getting a massage, and I was like, I was literally thinking, am I being punked by Ellen right now? Because this woman was saying, doesn't that feel good? Bop, 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 bop.
No.
She would say bop, 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 bop after every word. And she spoke, I don't know how everybody else likes a massage, but I'd like a quiet massage. And she spoke through the entire thing. She told me this story where she said, doesn't compression feel nice? And I said, mm-hmm.
Is that the tone of her voice?
Doesn't compression feel nice? Yes, that's her voice.
You're like, stop talking.
And I said, yeah. And she goes, when I was a little girl, bop, 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 bop.
Really?
Yes, she'd say bop, 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 bop after every single thing she said. When I was
a little... refuge owners, you gotta handle this bop, 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 lady.
I don't know what she was doing. Bop, 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 bop. When I was a little girl... we would play hide and seek, bop, 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 bop.
No.
And yes.
Like,
and she goes, and my favorite hiding place, bop, 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 no. was between the mattress and the box spring, bop, 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 bop.
I feel like you let it go because you're such a weirdo for horror movies that you're like, where's this going?
100%.
Dude, 100%.
I might get murdered and I'm kind of into it.
100%. Oh my God. For sure. You're like,
that was Courtney. That not me this time.
You're laying there and you're like, oh my God, this is so weird. But also like, what happened next?
Wait, yeah. The way you were telling it right now is like a horror story.
She takes the sheet. Oh, and she's like,
yeah. Okay. Keep going. Tell me more. Okay. Ba, 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 ba.
Dude. So then at one point she goes, she tells me she has the arm span of an eagle. And I said, mm-hmm. And then
what did you ask her how long that is?
I mean, she was literally massaging my head and my toes at the same time. And I'm 5'10".
That's so good. I just want to see
yes,
it.
Yes. You're like, this is weird as shit. But also, thank you for massaging my head and my feet at the same time. I'm 5'10".
So then at one point she tells me, she goes, when I was young, bop, 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 bop. I was a ballet dancer, bop, 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 bop. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been dancing around you this whole time. I'm face down. Like, what? No, I did not notice that you were been dancing the whole time. Like, what?
I thought she was saying it figured.
She's like doing ballet around
you. I don't know what she meant. It just was, it was such a high stress massage. I was like so on high alert. Like what, like you said, like what's going to happen next? Should I investigate? Like what? Yeah.
Like this is fucking terrifying.
And you're,
I don't want to stop.
Well, yeah. And you're face down. So like I have like one eye open, like trying to look at her feet. Like, are there more, like, is there more than.
But also you've been face down. So your face is super swollen. You can't quite open your eyes. So you're like,
dude,
wait a minute.
Worse.
100%.
Or you can't breathe out of your nose. Do you guys get that? Where you're like, I can't fucking breathe.
Yes. And then, and the snot just starts dripping out for no reason. Yeah, it's, you know, guys, massages are super relaxing.
Way sexy.
Yeah, super sexy.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh my God. Remember when I got filler in my face? Yes. And I got a massage right after? Time? No.
I was like, was it surgery?
All right. This is a whole other story. Okay. We're going to wrap this up because I feel like I'm going on and on. During the fires, during the fires, I got my face filled.
Fucking vain.
I was so stressed. I was so stressed. My house was burning up. All my shit was gone, hypothetically. It could have been gone. And then I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, could it get any worse? And then Brooke was like, hey, let's get your face filled. And you were like, okay.
I had to put all my belongings
in storage. It definitely wasn't my idea.
Heirlooms.
And it was my idea. And you know what? Sometimes you fill your face because want to know why? Because you can and because you want to. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. And if you want to, fucking do what you want, man. Gina got her face filled and then she felt comfortable enough to get a massage because she forgot that she probably shouldn't smash the filler immediately after you get your face filled. She gets a massage, and then after the massage, for like the next couple days, we kept using our hands to rub her face to try and push the filler back to where it was supposed to be.
God, these folks scary. Have all been in the pandemic.
No, it was
You've
scary.
All needed
scary.
Fucking no. red dough by
so
now.
So
right?
I'd had
right?
some cheek filler done, and I hadn't had it done in so long that. Brooke was like, oh, you know, we have an opportunity. Like, we can go and have a massage. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I need one. I'm so stressed out. So we go, and it didn't even dawn on me until we got in the car to go home that my face right after, I mean, literally 24 hours before I had filler put in my cheeks. And I'm face down in this massage chair. And I'm sitting there, and I go, oh, my God.
Like while you're in the massage?
No, like after. We're in the car going home. And I go, oh my God. What have I done? I don't think I'm supposed to have a massage after I had my cheeks filled because I'm looking at my face and my
I just imagine all of the filler.
No, it was
like moved.
It was like pushed in the front
of your nose.
Well, no.
Yeah.
It was. So I had like huge swelling underneath both of my eyes and I was like, "Oh no." I think I made a mistake. I made a mistake. And so then I'm looking it up and Brooke is dying. She's like laughing in the car and I'm looking it up and I'm like, how long should you wait before you get a massage after you have cheek filler? And I'm looking and it's like at least 48 hours. It's been 24 hours. And I'm like,
you're halfway there.
It's not going down. It's not going down. Not only is my house burning down, I look like a fucking freak. Like I'm so over this.
And all we're thinking is like worst case scenario, girl.
Oh, 100%.
But then also did this to myself.
Here's the thing though, too. It's like, we're sitting there and it's like, that could be pretty terrible, right? Like awful. Like that's your face now for a while, unless you get the filler dissolved.
And those fillers will last a year to 2 years.
Or you get it dissolved. Okay. And it's like, but instead of us being sad or worried, we're fucking laughing,
dying, crying,
laughing in the car, like, oh, fuck. That might be you.
Yeah, that'd be really funny if your face was fucked up for a really long time.
Oh, God. That's like the time I did Molly and I went cross-eyed.
No, tell that story. Did you think you were going to be cross-eyed forever?
Yeah, but I thought it was funny. It was, you were there, right?
No. Oh. Not that I recall.
Well, I think it was the night Marcus and I got together.
Oh, that night?
It was the night we consummated our relationship.
You did MDMA and you were cross-eyed?
I did MDMA.
And you were like, I want to do this for a lot longer?
I just, all of a sudden I was like, you guys, I can't see very well. And then somebody who, I don't know if she wants me to say her name, so I'll call her Lauren.
Alexa? I don't know.
Girl number 5.
Siri? We'll call her Siri.
She looked at me and she goes, oh my God, you're cross-eyed. And I was like, oh, is that what's happening?
That's why I can't see very well.
And, but, you know, there was not really worry that it was going to stay that way for the rest of your life. You just laughed about it and like, yeah.
No, seriously, it was like after Brooke's birthday weekend, all four of us, you guys, these girls.
Even girl number four.
I could not. Yeah, even girl number four.
Oh, your no. Your birthday all these, weekend? Oh, boy.
Dude, after Brooke's birthday weekend, I was driving Brooke home, and I kept looking in the mirror, and I was like, I think one eye is bigger than the other.
No, you did.
And then, yeah.
So we went, if you were listening or watching and you also follow me on social media, you would have seen that for my birthday, we did a girl's glamping trip.
Valentine's
weekend. Literally, it was the best, and we're going to do it again. We have to go somewhere, whether we go to the same place or go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So much fun. We're driving home, all of us, so hungover, and we're driving, me and Gina in her car, and she's looking in the mirror, and she was like, oh my God, can you see it? She goes, I think one of my eyes is bigger than the other, and I'm looking at her, and I was like, and I could see it. Like, I too could see it. Like, oh my God. And then it's just like her, like, dumb. Her, like, thinking, like, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck like this forever. And I have one eye way bigger than the other and I can't take it back, basically. hoping that it goes down. Hoping that they become, you know, closer to the same size.
Dude. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. I feel like we've, like, given you guys way more information than we ever really meant to. Oh, never mind. Hold on.
I don't think you ever answered what your favorite, your Galentine's date would be. Your perfect Galentine's date? Because I'm ready to do mine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you do yours.
Okay. My Galentine's date I've already had. It was tonight. Your birthday, mm-hmm. Us four girls. You know, we were glamping, so there was like a bathroom, and it's just being, I don't have like a specific thing. I just feel like it's just being around people that you absolutely adore, all four of you.
Three Me too.
Of, three of you. Because
throwing axes. Maggie.
All four of us. I meant all four of us. Sorry. It's another drunk episode. All four of us just hanging out, being
Vikings,
having fun. And when I say fun, like everyone's like, oh yeah, having fun. Like, no, just literally not having to do anything. If you can find three girls that you can do literally nothing with and have the best time ever, then you have found your Galentine's. So that, I mean, that's it.
Please play the footage from when we did the Viking and in
roll,
the woods.
Roll and, the footage.
And please
roll the
put
footage
that
of
in
us
there.
As Vikings. I was going to say literally the only thing that I would add to our Galentine's date, which because of all four of us have such great ideas, this would be a Galentine's weekend. Okay. Like maybe it. A week. I don't know. Maybe. But I just want to go to a slam house.
Are you paying for it?
If it better. If you guys listen to our ads, I could potentially pay for it. But if you don't listen to the ads, probably not. But however, if we did it at my parents' house, I could pay for it.
We're going to do this.
Slam House!
Slam House.
What the fuck is that?
Slam House. Colby, we found a slam house in San Jose.
Wait, what is it?
I feel like the term slam house sounds maybe like it could be misconstrued. The other name for it that's legal.
Bash house.
It's also called a...
Crush
a,
house.
A rage cage.
Oh, rage house.
It's where you can... Yeah, you can just
break shit.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You break shit.
Slam house, also, we don't support that unless it's consensual. But otherwise,
consensual.
We're in. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Protection.
So me and Gina
getting slammed.
Yes, me and Gina decided that we wanted to gift our Galentines, girl number four and Courtney, Megan and Courtney.
I'm gonna get that tattooed on my body.
Girl number four.
Girl number four. Been craving a new tattoo. Poor Court.
Poor Court.
Megan.
Poor Court.
Here's what I'm gonna say. Me and Gina wanted to gift our girls, Courtney and Megan. We want to do a trip, which I think what we would do is then make it a night. So we do the day. We do a day date.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do a night somewhere,
mm-hmm.
probably camping.
Yes.
And we go to a rage cage.
Slam
Slam House.
Slam House. And we just break shit, dude.
Literally, you just like
you just break stuff. That's what you do. You get your rage out by breaking stuff.
You just break shit. A bunch of glass.
Break it.
Put the microphone in front of her face.
Do they recycle this stuff?
I bet they do.
Yeah, they give you a bat and they make like a bunch of like glass and anything.
Yeah, just like appliances. You just like beat the shit out of it.
You wear goggles. It's all safe and sanitary.
Dude, I just cannot wait. I cannot wait for Colby to get footage, like slow mo footage of us just with a baseball bat, just slamming lamps.
I just imagine me trying to slam something and I miss it.
That's going to happen. And also me, Meg.
Yeah, I've got a college softball swing, so I hope I can still hit it. But either way,
We're gonna have a great time.
It's really just gonna be Courtney and Brooke. Just
and we'll be like, oh my god, good job, guys. And we're gonna try
and
one
then
too.
Megan and I just be like, hee hee in the corner. Just
also, I think it'd be super fun to do the same idea but with fruit.
Fruit ninja.
Yes, like a Gallagher. Do you remember Gallagher?
Was like that his name? Like sorry, way before Shameless. Your time.
Way before your time. No, Gallagher was a comedian and he used to slam fruit, watermelons on stage, and everybody in the front row had like plastic because they would just get
covered in fruit juice. Dude, I hate when I get juiced.
I hate when I don't know what's coming and I get juiced.
Hey, if you don't give me any warning, I hate when there's no forewarning and I get juiced. Especially
what? Yeah, you can't just not notify and juice.
Dude, this podcast has gone downhill. I think this
or uphill or just in the same spot.
It's just going
you guys,
on
if
a
you're listening
roller coaster.
If, honestly though, Gina, if they're listening to this podcast, they already know what's coming.
That's
you know
true. Hey, if you guys are listening to this, thank you. Also Find yourself some friends like Brooke, Megan, and Courtney. And, well, also Gina. Megan /
girl number four.
hey, if there's any other girl number fours out there, please write us and tell us how you feel about it. Megan would love to hear about it.
Girl number four
at
out
between
there.
Between the reps at gmail.com. But no, seriously. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cheers.
Happy Galentine's
Day. We've had a lot of fun tonight. Hopefully you guys had fun. And don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, five-star rating, five-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Swipe right.
If we can stay awake. Oh, shit. Oh, that was on my new couch. Motherfucker.
It was on Nick Cage.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.